This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 14, 2017. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, the project to replace the swing bridge on the MBTA commuter rail will not only disrupt commuter rail riders, it will also block boaters on the Danvers River on several occasions this summer. There are plans to enforce a 300-yard safety zone on the water around the project. The commuter line is expected to be shut down for 28 days while the work is carried out. The swing drawbridge that is being replaced sits on a pivot pier and provides two 40-foot wide navigation channels for boaters, according to the Mass Bay Transportation Authority. Danvers Harbor Master Christopher Sanborn is quoted as saying, obviously it's an inconvenience to the boaters of Danvers. We were advised there would be a minimal impact to boaters. Sanborn said Danvers town officials had been told that there would be one lane open at all times. He's also quoted as saying, the fact that there was a full closure was news to us. Danvers Port is home to about 850 boats, mostly recreational, and the town's boat ramp sees about 2,000 launches a year. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, one of the two channels will be closed at various times from June to October as the contractor uses a barge in one channel to conduct bridge work. Both channels are scheduled to be closed to all vessels from 8 a.m. Monday, July 17, to 8 a.m. Thursday, July 20. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. A Lynn developer is waiting for a sewer fix in West Lynn. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, it has been more than a year since a wrecking ball demolished Atlantic Coast Seafood Market to make way for the city's latest business complex. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn. But construction on the 73,000-square-foot Alley Street lot behind the Linway is nowhere in sight. Quote, we are waiting for the city to fix the storm drain, said Thomas Demakis, president of Old Neighborhood Quality Foods, who paid $1 million for the two-acre parcel in 2013. Quote, that street floods badly, and when it rains, it prevents me from moving forward. As a result, Demakis' vision for the development that would include two dozen condominiums for startups is on hold. Quote, if I build a business park without the improvements, the businesses would flood, he said. The city promised to fix it, but it might take a few years. Daniel O'Neill, the commission's executive director, said the storm drain project is part of a $106 million venture ordered by the U.S. District Court. The commission has been mandated to end sewer overflows in four locations, including Summer Street in West Lynn, two across from North Shore Community College, and Bennett and Alley Streets. The project had its roots in 1976 when the Environmental Protection Agency alleged the commission was in violation of the Clean Water Act by allowing wastewater from the sewer system to flow in to the Atlantic Ocean. When there's rain or snow, the waste sometimes exceeds capacity in the sewer lines and makes its way into the ocean, streets, and basements. Quote, we are in the design stage and getting ready to prepare construction documents for public bid, said O'Neill. But we are a year away from completing design, and the work will be done over 13 years, so it will be some time before the work on Alley Street is complete. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, Leahy Health, the Beth Israel Deaconess System, New England Baptist Hospital, Mount Auburn Hospital, and Anna Jakes Hospital have signed a definitive agreement to create a new regional health system in eastern Massachusetts, according to the nonprofits. On the North Shore, Leahy Health includes the 227-bed Beverly Hospital, the 58-bed Addison Gilbert Hospital in Gloucester, the 10-bed Leahy Medical Center in Peabody, and Leahy Outpatient Center in Danvers, among its various locations. The 123-bed Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport is an independent hospital clinically affiliated with Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, according to the website. It has 1,200 employees and more than 200 physicians on staff. Ethan Foreman continues, the new system will wrap its arms around 13 hospitals, including 8 community hospitals. It will include more than 800 primary care physicians and more than 3,500 specialists. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, in a week, hundreds of thousands of spectators are expected to flock to the 14th annual International Sand Sculpting Festival at Revere Beach. But today, the excitement kicks off when trucks deliver sand to be used in the competition. The sand comes from a quarry in New Hampshire and is delivered to America's first public beach a day before the 16 sculptors begin work on this year's centerpiece sculpture, the USS Constitution, the famed warship that is celebrating its 220th birthday. The festival, which will be from Friday, July 21, to Sunday, July 23, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on the first 2 days, and 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on the final day, will showcase one of Massachusetts' most famous tall ships with a massive sand sculpture recreation of Old Ironsides. John Hamill, chairman of the board for the Revere Beach Partnership, the nonprofit that organizes the festival, said the centerpiece will be 30 feet wide and 20 feet tall. He also said the festival weekend happens to coincide with when the ship is relaunching after a long restoration period. The ship has been dry docked for repairs for the past 2 years and is expected to return to the waters at the historic Charlestown Navy Yard on July 23. Last year's centerpiece, which showcased the invention of the wheel, locomotion, the launch of the space shuttle, and the smartphone, was tricked out last year with smoke emitting every 25 minutes from the train stack and bottom of the shuttle, with tweets displaying on the flat screen TV that was used as a giant cell phone. Unbelievable. Well, check it out. More on today's story written by Gayla Cawley in itemlive.com. This is MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The North Shore Navigators defeated Nashua 13-7 last night for their second straight win. They're home tonight against Pittsfield. First pitch at 7 o'clock. It is Fireworks Friday at Frazier Field in Lynn. PBD West Little League defeated Wyoming 3-1. They move on to the District 16 Championship Saturday at 2. And a tough day yesterday for Swampscott Stephen Delisio, who golfs out of the Salem Country Club. It's been a whirlwind week for him, but a disappointing end on Thursday when he fell in the round of 16 at the Mass Amateur at the Charles River Country Club in Newton. There's always more sports at msonewsports.com.